The Music Maker of Auschwitz IV, written by Jackie Byrne and read by Toby Stevens, with the prologue and acknowledgements read by the author. Did on her breath a couple of times, so I think she'll be delighted with my offering. Mabel's eyebrows arched. You mean your bribe, Harry? Call it what you will, love. Believe me, Edna will be happily ensconced in her inebriated dreams by the time we get back from the ballroom, and I will be holding a key to the front door of her grand establishment in my hands. Now, you go and get yourself ready, Mrs. Jackson. Here's a few coins for the hot water. And take your time, love, because time is now on our side. I was correct. The landlady was a pushover. Edna Smythe and I happily swapped merchandise. With a furtive glance around to check the coast was clear, she took the proffered bottle of brandy, and I pocketed the spare key and returned to my room to dress and await the arrival of my girl. Mabel did not disappoint. In a simple but elegant long-sleeveless black gown, two rows of faux pearls around her neck, earrings to match, and long black gloves, my wife was glowing. I paled in comparison, but the suit was passable. Not as smart as a tuxedo, which was mandatory attire in pre-war days, but I knew it would do, because I checked on the dress code at the Tower ticket office that afternoon. I was also delighted to be offered half-price tickets, seeing as I'd served in His Majesty's forces. I handed Mabel a pretty corsage I'd purchased, and my girl's eyes welled up in gratitude. Thanks, love, it's beautiful. I think I'll pin it in my hair to dress myself up a bit, eh? She said, and I assisted her in doing so. I could smell her heady scent. It was still her favourite fragrance, a mix of lavender and violets, and again it evoked memories of our courtship days. I felt like a young chap once more. The wife wrapped an elegant shawl around her shoulders. I offered her my arm, and we strolled down to the oceanfront venue like two toffs from London. Mabel's eyes stood out like rosebuds on stalks when we entered the Tower ballroom. The place was simply breathtaking. A hand-painted ceiling covered in rocaille panelling, depicting Baroque paintings of beautiful women dressed in their finery, and a glass dome skylight featured in the centre, so we could see the stars in the night sky. Crystal chandeliers were sprinkled throughout, hanging like clusters of sparkling diamond earrings. They gave off enough light for me to see the wife's prettiness. She was so very pretty that evening, despite her former worries of being underdressed. But the lighting was dim enough to set the mood for romance. Galleries for spectators faced with rocaille mouldings on two levels.